Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fourth parak of Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Beis and Parak Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Parak Dalet Mishnah Beis is continuing our discussion concerning when we, under some circumstance, under some situations, do trust an Am Haaretz to tell us whether or not he separated Meiser, whether or not he separated what he was supposed to do. Says the Mishnah, Hamadir es chaveru sheyochal etzlo. So here's the situation. You have a guy who's celebrating Sheva Brachos, and he's having a whole party to celebrate with the Chassan and the Kala, and what he decides is he wants to get someone to come and join them in their meal, in their seuda, in the Sheva Brachos. So what does he do? Hamadir es chaveru sheyochal etzlo. He basically takes a neder. What does it mean to take a neder? So taking a neder is taking a vow, taking an oath. And usually, when we talk about taking a neder, we're being what's called being moder hana'ah, which means that I'm taking a neder, that I'm not going to benefit from you, that I'm not going to gain from you in any way. So if I take a neder from you, I can't use your property as a shortcut, you can't do me any favors, and so on. I'm not allowed to benefit from you in any way, shape, or form. That's usually what we talk about when discussing a neder. So in this particular situation, the person takes a neder, and what does he say? He says that I'm being moder hana. I'm saying that if you don't come to this meal, if you don't join us in the Sheva Brachos, then I'm not allowed to benefit from you in any way. I'm being moder hana from you. But says the Mishnah, and this is where Demai comes in, v'hu eino ma'amino al ha-maiseros. And the person who's invited doesn't really trust this host, the person inviting him, that he separates Maiser, the host, the person who was Moder Hana, who took this vow, isn't so trustworthy when it comes to separating Maiser. So the question is, what could he do? Could he come to this meal? If he doesn't, the guy's going to be Moder Hana, he's going to take this neder, and it's going to take effect, says the Mishnah. Ochel imo b'Shabbos Rishona. He can, in fact, this invited person can join and sit with this Am Haaretz, his host, and join b'Shabbos Rishona on the first week for the period of Sheva Brachos. V'aval pisha eino ma'amino ala ma'izos. Even though he doesn't trust that he properly separated the tithes, usually, even though the host generally has the status of being an Am Haaretz, for the Sheva Brachos, he's allowed, he's permitted to join them. Uvilvad sheyomar lo me'usarinei. Provided that the host guarantees and attests to the fact and declares, everything that you're going to eat at my table for the Sheva Brachos, I took Meiser, I separated the Meiser, it's all good, it's all halachic, and it's all totally fine. However, continues the Mishnah, uvishab is shnia. When it comes to the second week, in those days, nowadays we don't do it certainly as much, but in those days, for 30 days, the Bar Tanura says, they would still be celebrating and having meals and having parties 30 days after the wedding. So says the Mishnah, uvishab is shnia. For the second week, once Shev Brachos is over, afal pisha nadar mimenu hanaya, even if he was moder hana, even if he said, I'm not going to benefit from you if you don't join, lo yochal ad, Sheya Aser, he cannot eat from this person until Achiya Aser, until he separates Meiser. During the first week, we're concerned it's going to create a lot of tension, it's going to create animosity, it's going to be a problem to separate the Meiser. For Sheva Brachos, we're lenient, we don't want to cause the animosity. But beyond the Sheva Brachos, we would require him to separate the Meiser. He would not simply be able to rely upon what the host, what the Am Haaretz says. Okay, we're going to continue now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Okay, so just by way of introduction, generally speaking, when it comes to Maaser Rishon, which is the part of Maaser which we give to the Levi, so when it comes to a person who's separating Maaser, you need to separate a tenth of the food, of the produce, and you have to give it to a Levi. However, that's in a regular case. However, when it comes to Demai, a case where we got something from an Am Haaretz, we're not sure really was Maaser Rishon separated or not. So the halacha is that you don't even, that the owner, the person who has the food from an Am Haaretz, you're allowed to eat the food. All you got to do is verbally say, this is Maaser Sheni. Unlike regular Tevel, food that I just know for sure nothing was separated from, that I got to give to a Levi. But Demai, or we're not sure what was given, was anything given, all you got to do is separate it for a Levi. The same is true when it comes to Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is given in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. And like we learned previously, Maaser Sheni just means that you're taking food and you're redeeming it. You're bringing it to bringing the money that you redeem it for to Yerushalayim. And there, you'll eat food there. But similarly, this is the Maaser Sheni. You don't have to separate Demai Maaser Sheni and do anything special. Just say verbally, this is what I'm doing. And this is what's happening. I'm taking this Maaser Sheni, I'm redeeming it, and I'm going to Yerushalayim. The question of our Mishnah is when it comes to Maaser Ani. Maaser Ani, which is a tenth given to the poor people, that's given in the third and the sixth year. That replaces Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is given in the first, second, fourth, and fifth. Maaser Ani is given in the third and the sixth. So the question of our Mishnah is, what's the halacha when it comes to Maaser Sheni? Does a person need to declare, this is does a person need to declare, this is Maaser Ani, and it's going to the, and he could still eat it, doesn't have to give it to the poor? Or, no, does he not have to declare that this is Maaser Ani? Really, the question is going to boil down to, do we assume that an Am Haaretz separated Maaser Ani or not? If an Am Haaretz separated Maaser Ani, then you could do nothing and you're totally fine. If you are concerned that they did not separate Maaser Ani, then you would need to declare it by name and separate Maaser Ani. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein Adam Tzarech Likros Shem, Lemaiser Ani Shel Demai. When it comes to Maaser Ani Shel Demai, you got food from an Am Haaretz, you're not sure was Maaser Ani separated or not, says Rabbi Eliezer, you don't need to declare anything, you don't need to call out anything, you don't need to separate anything verbally, because Rabbi Eliezer holds, as the Bartanura explains, that we assume that generally speaking, of the Am Haaretz, the unlearned person, separates Maaser Ani. Therefore, there's nothing that you need to declare, there's nothing that you need to verbally separate. The Chachamim omrim, but the Chachamim disagree, and they say no. Korei Shem, the Eino Tzarech Lahafresh. You gotta call it out. You gotta say this 10% is Maaser Ani. You don't have to separate it, just like Maaser Risho and just like Maaser Sheni. You don't have to separate it, but according to the Chacham, you do need to verbally establish what's considered Maaser Ani. And the assumption is that's because the Chachamim hold and assume that Amei Haaretz, that these unlearned people are not trustworthy when it comes to Maaser Ani. Quick review. Perek Daled Mishnah Beis discussed the case of being Moder Hana, a case where we would rely on a person declaring, on an Am Haaretz declaring that he did and attesting to the fact that he did separate Maaser, only when it comes to Sheva Brachos, when it comes to celebrating with a Chassid and Kala the week after the wedding, we would trust his word, especially in a case where he's Moder Hana, when he says that if you don't come, I'm not going to be able to benefit from you. But the Mishnah said the second week after Sheva Brachos is over, we do not trust his word anymore, and we would require him to separate the Maaser. We would not rely on the word of the Am Haaretz. And then Perek Daled Mishnah Gimel discussed the case of the Maaser Ani Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, concerning whether or not you need to establish and declare clearly and verbally that this Maaser Ani is being separated verbally, again, not physically, or not. Rabbi Eliezer seems to assume that we don't trust the Am Haaretz when it comes to Maaser Ani, and therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds that we do trust them, and therefore you don't need to call anything out. The Chachamim disagree, and they say, no, you do have to call it out because we don't trust the Am Haaretz when it comes to separating Maaser Ani. Have a great day.